In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Holy 50 days. And as we are following the church, the first Sunday is what's called as Thomas Sunday, where the fact of the resurrection is confirmed for us another time. And then the weeks after is what the church, it chooses to tell us about whom the Lord that we believe in, the resurrected, glorified Christ. In the first, the second week, He is the bread of life. The third week was last week, we heard about Him being the giver of the living water. And today, He is the light that comes into the world. God is light, and this is a fact. And we as humans, we choose one of two camps. Either the camp of light or the camp of darkness. There is nothing in the middle. And this is something for us always to ask ourselves, where I am, where I'm heading. Am I a witness to the light, like St. John the Baptist, who came to be a witness to the light, or am I a lover of darkness? The first fact, God is light, many verses in the Bible tells us the same fact. St. John says this very clearly in his first epistle. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you. What is the message? That God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. No deceit, no evil, nothing of these. And also we praise God in our prayers and in our doxologies. In Monday Theotokia we pray, God is light, He abides in light, and the angels of light sing unto Him. That's why during our worship we lit the light of the church, in order also to signify the presence of God in many, many ways. So again, let us ask ourselves today, which camp I belong to? Am I from the witnesses of the light, or am I a lover of darkness? A witness to the light is a holder of a lit candle from the day of his baptism. When we hand the mother a candle and she walks in a procession behind the deacons, carrying her baptized child, it's symbolizing this. She is going to teach him about the light, and he will be carrying a lit torch all the time in his life and his belief to the moment that he finishes his strife on earth. He is a carrier of light all the time, since the time of his birth. A witness to the light is a believer in the truth. This is what really gets his attention, what he is after. He wouldn't be satisfied to believe a lie and live in it. We hear the Lord saying, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. The truth, that's something unfortunately so much hated, confused, disturbed in the days we live in. But a witness to the light always searches for the truth. He wouldn't be satisfied with anything less. That's why holding on his belief in the church, in the Orthodox Church, is part of loving the truth. I'm not going to be satisfied with just any words. Anyone tells me anything, that's it. No, very careful to look for and believe only the truth. A witness to the light is a child of light through a life of worship and praise. Every night, we call upon the children of the light to rise and praise the Lord of hosts. Only the children of light who know how to pray, who know how to come to the church and spend time and effort praising God. And this is again part of whom we are as children of light, as witnesses to the light. A witness to the light also is one that is guided by God's words and commands. Before he or she does anything, he asks himself, is this something that God will be pleased with or not? Again, in our time, we find people are using their own references. Sometimes they measure themselves against what everyone else is doing and saying, everybody's doing the same. Why you should be different? When I say this, I don't mind then being in the likeness of those who love darkness. God's son or daughter wouldn't be satisfied with anything less than what the command of God would tell him and what God guides him through his word. We hear and we know this verse, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. One time, a child has a conflict with another child in his school. And when he went back home, his mom asked him, what happened today? He said, my friend pushed me. And she told him, what did you do in return? He said, I did nothing. She told him, this is not right. What is right? You should push him back. You beat him as he beat you. Even she's a Christian, and she supposedly a believer. But what she's teaching him has nothing to do with the light whatsoever. Sadly, many of these kind of commands and concepts, we accept them as this is the norm. This is what the people understand. If I do not live like this, I will not be able to stand people's hostility. But when I do this, I am actually taking myself away from being a witness to the light into a lover of darkness. Sometimes people say they love Christ, but in essence, they dislike his commands. They think of it as a sign of weakness. People cannot live truly as Christians in the age that we are in today. A witness to the light is also a person who tries and prays and struggles for bright souls. No one sees your thoughts. No one knows about them except you. But a person who is truly a witness to the light is not satisfied just with what he is displaying, people are seeing. He is also careful with examining his own thoughts, the thing that's inside this box that we call your brain. He struggled for them, and in prayers that the church teaches us the same. In the morning, in the prime hour litany, every morning we pray to God saying, O Christ our God, the true light, that the luminous senses and the bright souls shine within us. It's not just a statement, just a word. It's a request, and it's also an effort and a struggle. I will struggle to acquire a bright thought in this day. I will never surrender to darkness in action or even in my mind. That's why the sacrament of confession is another tool by which we help ourselves to expose our souls and bring it to light in front of my Father of Confession. Sometimes we hide ourselves from our fathers of confessions. When I do this, something needs to click that maybe actually I started to love darkness and be away from the source of light. A witness to the light also is a person who is striving for Christian love, faith, holiness, hope, reconciliation, peace, all of these meanings. Not just in theory, but in reality. And the place that applies all of these is home. Value, love, and faith, and holiness, and hope, and peace above anything else. He who loves his brother abides in light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. A witness to the light is also a person who is leading a life that glorifies God. As the Lord Christ said, let your light so shine before them that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Ask yourself this. Is your life glorifying God before other people? Not only the strangers that they meet you in your workplace, but at your home. What does your children say about you? Would they say that my father or your mother is a true servant? He is striving to lead us in a life of godliness. Or they will be something saying something else. If your children in your home cannot testify about your life and how sincere it is, then what about others, the people who are from outside? A witness of light is also a person who keeps the lamp lit with oil till the coming of the bridegroom, as we hear in the parable of the virgins. The five wise virgins, they were able to keep the lamp lit all through, from a candle at the day of baptism to the day of my departure, carrying a lit lamp. Weakness can happen, we all can fall in sin, and we do this every day, but also the strive, the struggle, is to keep it lit with repentance, day after day, day in and day out. On the other hand, another choice is to be a lover of darkness. The Lord Christ said about this, men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. A lover of darkness leads a life of secrecy. Nobody knows about it. It can be exposed against his will. Maybe God reveals something, but this is not his choice. A life of hiding, isolation, masks, and duality. And this is something that's scary. Sometimes we wear the mask to the point that I believe the mask. And I think of myself, this is how people see me, not truly how I lead my life. A lover of darkness does not know himself, does not know the way or where is he or she is going. As the Lord Christ said, walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. If I lead my life like this, I just go into accidents, one after another, simply because I am oblivious about everything of value. A lover of darkness is a one who surrenders to dark thoughts, hatred, confusion, life of sin and doubts. And he assumes that as far as people are not seeing this, then it is my right. I can do anything as far as I'm not seen, I'm not visible. By doing this, I'm just saying that I am a lover of darkness. My brethren, our eternity is just a continuation of the choice that we make here. A life in the light will follow the same choice. God is light. If we are to live with Him in eternity, then we start from here living in light. And a dreadful darkness is the consequence of favoring darkness in our temporal and earthly journey. Where I am, what camp I belong to, what kind of person am I? Am I a witness to the light in a life of repentance and godliness, or am I, God forbid, a lover of darkness? May the Lord to grant us all wisdom by which we choose to walk in the light all the days of our life, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.